your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, general geek news. Hey, Tommy. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Obviously, this is not Tommy Two Stars. It is
Larry.
Larry. It's been a long time, Lair.
Yes, it has.
Where you been? Kicking back, playing on the phone.
Pretty much.
Watching some TV, Pretty Little Liars.
I don't really watch that anymore because it's not on Netflix. Well, the last season's
okay. Okay, so watching other teenage-type shows?
Yep.
Have you been keeping up to date on the Deep Fried Geeks podcast?
No, not really.
Me and
really.
Your Uncle Tommy Two Stars?
I haven't listened to it, no.
No. Have you watched our YouTube videos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the one recording them.
Have you subscribed to our channel yet?
I think so.
Let's be honest.
Okay, no.
Oh, right in the heart. Why not?
I just haven't had time.
They're lit, though, right?
I guess.
We're very woke in the videos.
Okay. And you can stop.
And other kids and teenagers and people should totally subscribe to us, right?
Totally.
Totally hit that subscribe button. As we as I touch Uncle Tommy Two Star's box and open it up.
That's my cue to leave.
Some pretty good loot crate boxes so far. Oh, all right. What do you think we're going to talk about today?
Easter?
How'd you guess?
It's next weekend.
Technically, it's this weekend. Because
no.
Yeah, this weekend coming up. Boom, Easter.
Next weekend.
No, that's not next weekend. Next weekend's the weekend after.
Okay.
What is your favorite part about Easter?
Okay, this is probably going to be bad to say, but I like the candy.
I think that's almost everybody's favorite part about Easter. So what we're talking about here, Easter, Larry, is we're going to talk about Easter, like
Easter bunny,
secular Easter, Easter bunny, and Easter baskets. And that kind of Easter.
The eggs.
We all know the real celebration of Easter is the religious holiday, right? We're talking about secular Easter that everybody can celebrate. And Mr. Yep. Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail.
I don't know that.
Hippity hoppity. Easter is on its way?
No? I don't know that.
You never heard
no.
that song?
No.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Never.
No.
Sounds
like a Christmas song.
I'm a horrible parent.
No.
You know what my favorite thing about Easter is?
Food.
The Easter bunny.
Ah.
He's the man. He brings everybody eggs and presents. So, what?
The Easter Bunny isn't real, mister.
What? He's not? Did you know that the Easter Bunny is a folk figure and symbol of Easter?
Yep.
He's depicted as a rabbit.
Oh, Wikipedia.
Bringing
much?
Easter eggs. The Easter hare originally played the role of a judge evaluating whether children were good or bad at the start of the season of Eastertide. The Easter bunny is sometimes depicted with clothes and carries colored eggs in his basket, candy, and sometimes also toys to the homes of children. Very similar to Santa Claus or the Christ kind. I don't know what that is. is they both bring grist to children. It was first mentioned as a German tradition of the Easter hare, bringing Easter eggs for the children. So I have a serious question for you of the Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Was there a point in time growing up that you fully, in your heart, believed he was real?
No.
Never.
I never believed in Santa either.
I know, because we're unmagical parents and we didn't teach you about Santa.
Well, it makes sense.
Yes.
But
we didn't want to lie to you in your face. Now we just lie about other things.
No, it just doesn't make any sense. An Easter bunny and a bunny going around the world throwing eggs for children to catch in a basket. Like, how does that basket?
Well, he doesn't throw the eggs for the children to catch. He's not like, here, catch. And the
yeah, I know, to hide them.
He hides them. So he comes the night before, kind of like Santa.
They're cousins.
And he's like, hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. And he hides the Easter eggs, and he has baskets, and he hides them. And then you wake up in the morning, and you find the eggs in the baskets.
Have you seen the movie Jack Frost?
Yes.
Like, the cartoon version?
No.
I think, maybe, I don't remember the name of it, but that Easter bunny reminds me, like, he has, like, a big basket. Yeah, okay.
He's got a big, giant basket that he carries?
There's, like, it's all the... All of the holiday, like, there's the Tooth Fairy, there's the Santa Claus, there's the Easter Bunny, there's some clay guy, I don't know.
Sandman?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about. You know about Sandman?
No.
If you had to guess, like, what does Sandman do?
Bring sand to play. I don't know.
What?
Hide every single, like, little piece of grain of sand everywhere around the house and
the Sandman is in charge of people's dreams and happy
dreams. What is that movie called?
There was Santa Claus. It was like Santa Claus 3 and they all came together and they had a little meeting.
No.
And it was about Santa and stuff and all the characters had a meeting.
That's not what I'm talking
about. Oh, are you thinking of Guardians?
Yeah. I love that
movie. And they were all like superheroes?
Yes.
And Santa was sweet because he had tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
He was a badass, like biker Santa.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's imagine for a minute, let's go to Imagine Land. Ready? That was good.
That was
us taking our little boat to Imagine Land. All right. Let's imagine the Easter Bunny is real. Close your eyes. Imagine. How big is he? Is he a normal sized bunny?
6 feet tall.
Oh, he's a big bunny.
Yep. Just
so
like
Gert. When people think they're seeing the Yeti, they're really seeing the Easter Bunny.
6 feet tall is not that... 6 foot is not that tall.
Okay, so just like a normal... He's human size. Alright. Is he like an actual bunny? Or is he like part man, part bunny? Like a bunny and a man had a baby.
That'd be an ugly person. Ew.
Okay, so he's all bunny?
All bunny, all bunny.
He's just a giant bunny. So how did he get created, like... How did he come to be?
Ready for this?
Okay.
Okay, so you know the Ninja Turtle story and the mutated turtles? That's basically what happened. He was in the crate right next to the turtles, and it, like, something happened, and, he didn't know what to do with his life. He didn't want to be a ninja.
So he didn't want to. I think there's actually, in the old Ninja Turtles cartoon, I think there is, like, a karate bunny, if I remember right.
Really?
Yeah. But so the mutant gene got splashed on the on the bunny.
Somehow.
And instead of becoming a ninja, he decided to give eggs as presents.
And because he was so fond of Santa Claus, like, he, like, read books of Santa Claus. He was like, I want to be that guy, but I'm an animal. So
or did Santa come to, like, deliver presents at the lab and found the mutant bunny? Kind of like Splinter found the turtles.
He would have died
but
in the fire.
Santa found the... We're talking like not the movie. We're talking cartoon.
Oh.
Like in the cartoon, Splinter was already a rat, and he found the turtles. He wasn't in the lab with them.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so he finds. So Santa. I like
that version better, where he wasn't in the thing.
Yeah.
Well, I like both, but okay, continue.
So Santa finds the bunny.
Yep.
Right, and he takes him back to the North Pole.
Yep.
And then he's like, "Ho ho ho! We need two holidays where spoiled brats get gifts."
Oh, thanks.
Like Larry.
Thank you so much. That's like the best compliment ever.
They just sit all day on their phones and...
Okay, that is false.
Roll their
okay.
eyes at you. So we need to give them gifts. Ho, ho, ho.
I have no comment. No comment at all. All
right, so... He grows up, and Santa's surprised, and he's like, "Hey, I'm sick of you pooping all around the North Pole. Your big human size Easter bunny poops.
It's like the elf."
The holiday of Easter really needs a mascot, so he sent him back to the normal world, and so he's here. So, 6 feet tall, Santa's apprentice, giant bunny. Can he speak English? Did Santa teach him English?
No. What noises do bunnies make?
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Oh, no!
Hey, what's up, Doc?
No.
You know
Wrong
what that is,
bunny.
Right?
Yes, oh, okay. Bugs Bunny. Okay. Not that stupid.
Yeah. All right, so he...
I'm not that white either.
What is that?
Okay.
So he can understand English, but he can't talk it.
Sure.
He did. Where does he live?
In a burrow.
So
he made his
own burrow. Is it in the United States? It'd have to be somewhere that's always warm, right?
Well, because considering he was in Antarctica. Wait, no, North Pole.
The North Pole, and Santa kicked him out.
Well, he adopted to the weather, so...
Okay, so he lives up north somewhere?
Alaska.
He lives in Alaska, but underground. And then, so how does he get around? Santa's got the sleigh. How does the Easter Bunny get around?
He takes a cruise ship.
He hops on a cruise ship? Let's be realistic here, Larry.
I am.
Okay. So Santa didn't, like, let him borrow some of the reindeer?
I guess. They should be pals.
We can go with the cruise ship idea.
No, it's okay.
So the cruise ship lands
realistic.
In Alaska.
None of this is realistic. What are you talking about?
All right. So he lives in Alaska, yeah. And somehow he travels to all the kids' houses. All right. So when the Easter Bunny travels,
yeah.
Let's call him Norm the Easter Bunny. And he... this is something I've always wondered.
Oh, no.
I don't think he can just carry around a basket. The only way he could is if it had like Mary Poppins or TARDIS technology where it's bigger on the inside. So he's got in. That would make sense because Santa taught him that technology. So maybe Santa gave him a basket and it's got the same technology as Santa's bag. I guess that makes the most sense. But how much more fun would it be if he laid eggs like a chicken? And so he's going to your house. And he goes in your house, and he's got a squat. He's like,
wouldn't that give children diseases?
And he pops out this
Every
egg,
single kid is going to be dead.
And he just polishes it, and then he puts it inside.
That's not how you clean eggs. There's going to be live humans in it.
No, he's the
Not
Easter
humans.
Bunny. So
bunnies.
He has a magic
Wait,
like
don't,
superpower.
They don't lay eggs, though. Bunnies right. don't lay eggs. They're so, mammals.
Yeah, but he's... A special. He's a mutant bunny, so he can have any superpower you want him to. So you're thinking that's not real.
No.
He doesn't poop the eggs.
No.
It's more realistic.
That'd be painful after a while.
That him and Santa are part.
It would.
It would just get old. You think he'd be so used to it? He's a
okay. You're beatboxing now.
That's where beatboxing came from. So you think him and Santa are working hand in hand still? Maybe around Easter time, the elves need a job, so they're stuffing plastic eggs with candy, and then Santa ships the basket to the Easter Bunny, and then he's got the basket that has the Mary Poppins bag technology.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I think that's pretty feasible.
I like that story.
And then so the baskets are kept in. He's got a whole bunch of smaller baskets in his big basket. So I've always wondered, Santa has a catchphrase. Ho, ho, ho. Why doesn't the Easter Bunny have a catchphrase?
Because he's not real. No, I'm kidding. I don't know what his phrase would be.
Hey, what's up, Doc? No, that joke's old the second time.
Yeah.
Does he say, hey, anybody want some eggs?
Yeah, sure.
Where's the carrots at? And so another question is, why isn't everybody leaves the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus cookies. Why don't people leave the Easter Bunny carrots?
I actually don't know.
We should do that. Should start a thing. You can leave the Easter Bunny carrots?
I think I've seen things.
Saturday night.
I think I've seen people do that before, yeah.
I'll bet you they probably do. Saturday night, Easter Eve. You get out your little Easter Bunny little basket and you put the little carrots in there. And then he eats the carrots and fills the basket with stuff. Good idea, right?
Yeah.
And then he takes the basket and he poops the eggs in it, right?
I don't like
that.
We're
not liking that trend. No. Okay. All right. So Norm the Easter Bunny was the apprentice of Santa Claus. Now he lives in Alaska because Santa was tired of rabbit poop in his house. Kicked him out. Now he delivers candy to all the kids on Easter that the elves make with Santa's help. So there's another holiday. And all the kids who are on their phones and spoiled brats and do nothing but roll their eyes at their parents can get more presents and candy and toys. That's the plan? It's good, right?
That's offensive. I don't do that stuff. You forgot. He takes a cruise ship back to Alaska on Monday.
Oh, so like he's tired.
Instead of taking a cruise ship there, he takes one back.
Okay, so
can
he
hang out with
all the
snowbirds.
Yeah. So he goes like a U and a big squiggly line, and he ends up in Florida in Miami, hops on a cruise ship, takes like a 7-day cruise, goes up to Alaska.
Wouldn't it be longer?
Yeah.
In 7 days?
It would be longer.
Okay, yes.
I don't think there's any cruise ships that go from Florida to Alaska. So he probably needs to hop on a couple. It's like a good couple month long cruise.
Okay.
Do you think the Easter Bunny helps out Santa with Christmas?
No.
Like Santa's like, hey, ho, 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 Norm! Norm, you owe me. I helped you all year. I helped you fill your Easter eggs. Now you've got to...
He's in hibernation.
So he hibernates so he can't help Santa like his payment? Okay, maybe.
He leaves him eggs.
I got it. Norm has a big carrot garden. Okay? So suddenly he owns a piece of property somewhere. He grows all the carrots for his own sustenance, but he supplies Santa carrots for the reindeer. Oh!
I like that.
It's good, right?
That's good.
Yes!
I didn't know where you were going to
take
that.
Norm the Easter Bunny. Part-time farmer for Santa. All right. I like that. Norm the Easter Bunny. Good. All right. So, going on to Easter. What is the best present you ever got from Norm? Can you remember one?
You don't really get presents on Easter. You get candy or, like, little things.
You got presents on Easter? When you were little, we used to give you presents for Easter all the time. I don't remember any of them off the top of my head. I think we got you a bicycle once. I think we got you like a rollerblades. I think we got you a Nintendo DS one time. So you got presents
for
Easter.
That was Christmas, but...
Yeah. And so you'd get the basket, and then you would also get a big present. So So you don't remember any of these
presents.
Are we
doing that this year?
Only good kids get presents from
I'm
the Easter
good.
Bunny.
I am.
What is your, what is, so for me, I remember we kind of passed on some of the traditions to you. We, they would, my mom would hide the Easter baskets and stuff. Mm-hmm. My favorite Easter memory though, and it's not a good Easter memory.
Oh no.
I was like, well, it's kind of good now looking back on it. I was 8 years old and my uncle, Saturday night informed, before Easter, informed me that there would be no Easter this year. Because he killed the Easter bunny, and we're going to eat him for Easter dinner.
You told me this story before.
And I thoroughly believed him for a little while, until I was inconsolable, and my parents had to tell me the truth.
I so love that story. It's pretty funny.
What's your favorite Easter memory? Do you have one?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember Easter's that much.
No?
No.
Right. What about your, what's your favorite Easter candy to eat? Like, what's the one thing you look forward to? Because there's certain candies you can't get all year long, right?
I like Reese's candy. Or Peeps. I like Peeps.
The eggs?
Yeah.
Like the peanut butter eggs?
Like,
or
they have, well, they have the Reese's, like, during Christmas, they have the Reese's trees. But I don't know if they have Reese's things for Easter.
They do. They have eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those. Because Reese's is like my favorite candy. So those and then Peeps.
And you know what's interesting about Peeps? Is you don't really see the chickens anymore. Like the little chick Peeps.
Yeah, you do.
They're all bunnies now.
No?
I see the bunnies more than the chicks.
You just see the pillows. That's it.
Okay,
I see more
so I'm
chicks.
I'm not looking
than...
at the actual candies. I'm just looking at the pillows. Uh-huh. Why don't they make chick pillows?
Because it's Easter.
But if that's their shape of their
candy,
that'd
be a weird shape, though.
It would look like a poop pillow.
Yeah.
A colorful poop pillow.
It has to be flat.
You think Norm has colorful poops?
Or is okay, let's change the topic. Well, I don't know.
How about Cadbury eggs? Do you like Cadbury eggs?
Yes.
Cadbury eggs are pretty delicious. I like the just the normal Cadbury eggs, the cream filling that looks all yolky, rather than the caramel one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sit and eat them one after another. It would get old, but I do like those.
Have we ever gotten you the edible Easter grass? That's a new thing they're starting. I don't think we ever got that for you.
No.
They've got edible Easter grass you can put in your baskets now, which is a great idea.
That is smart.
Did you like your jelly beans? You mm-hmm. like jelly beans?
Yep.
What's your favorite color of jelly bean?
I like the green ones.
Green ones are pretty good. I like pink ones. I like the big pink ones.
Aren't there yellow ones?
There are yellow ones, too.
I like yellow.
Assorted colors. And then now, new Fandangled Life, there's different flavored jelly beans. And they've got the Birdie Bots beans and the Jelly Bellies.
Some of them are gross.
Yeah, some of them are gross.
I hate the popcorn one.
I love the popcorn ones. The butter popcorn Jelly Bellies? Those are delicious. What about the... I gotta pull up a list of flavored Jelly Bellies now.
Well, do they make Easter?
Oh, they do have a chocolate pudding one.
Really?
Mm-hmm, chocolate pudding. Do you think they have separate? You're thinking they have like
no. There's no way they could do that.
Special Easter flavors?
No, you. So Easter doesn't have flavors.
Yeah, it does. Ham.
What? When have
ham.
We? Since when have we had ham for Easter?
Almost every year. You always eat ham for Easter. Eating ham for Easter is like eating turkey for Thanksgiving. All right. So Jelly Bellies, butter popcorn. Cherry, green apple, juicy pear,
green apple,
lemon licorice, pineapple, sizzling cinnamon, strawberry, tangerine, blueberry, berry blue, bubblegum, cantaloupe, cappuccino. Have you had the cappuccino ones?
No.
Those are good. Chocolate pudding, chili mango, coconut, cotton candy, A&W cream soda. Those ones are good. Oh, the Dr. Pepper ones are good. Pomegranate, Island Punch. There are over 50 official flavors from Jelly Belly.
That's a lot.
So would you prefer getting Jelly Belly jelly beans for Easter, or would you rather to get just regular flavored?
Regular candy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another question I have for you, Larry. This is another important one. Wouldn't it make more sense, this is going along, to eat rabbit at Easter than
ham? I was just thinking that.
Right? Yeah. Like, hey, Easter's done and Norm hung around too long and we're going to eat him. Or what if Norm raises little rabbits and So it would be too
Let's
ironic.
Let's stick with him.
It would be
Let's
too ironic to eat the rabbits.
Yeah. Okay. I'd cry every single bite. Be like, you gave me Easter eggs.
So what else, when Easter comes to mind and we're doing Easter egg hunts, right? Oh. That spoiled my question. My question was going to be, what else comes to mind when you think of Easter? And then your answer was supposed to be Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
But instead, I said Easter
I probably would have said something else. I probably wouldn't have said Easter
Do you
Easter
remember doing Easter egg hunts when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember them very much from when I was a kid, but now it seems like they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, you have them at your house, right? But now these places, churches and breweries and all sorts and restaurants and everywhere are doing Easter egg hunts. There's one at the baseball field.
Really?
This year. Yeah. So they do them all over the place now. My question for you, Larry.
Yes.
Is if the Avengers had their very own Easter egg hunt, who would find the most Easter eggs? So we will go with the movie Avengers. We will say Black Widow, Captain America, Iron Man.
Spider-Man?
No.
Does he count?
He doesn't count. Thor, Hulk, Hawkeye.
I think Hawkeye.
You think Hawkeye wins? Because he's got that super Hawkeye. But what if Hulk comes running by and he's like, get out of my face,
he's gonna
puny
smash.
Hulk man!
He's going to step on every single egg. That's why I didn't pick him.
You don't think he can ever be ginger and gentle? And he's like, Hulk, find Norm's Easter eggs.
Nope.
Norm leaves Hulk's special eggs.
Nope.
No? What about Iron Man? So Hulk's out. No way, because he's not gentle enough. Iron Man could be like up and flying and finding the eggs. For
They're small.
Yeah, but he could see him, but he's got the robot eyes. So you could see him?
Either Hawkeye or Iron Man.
Okay. What about Captain America? He's super fast, so he could be running. And so Jarvis puts on a big Avengers Easter egg hunt every year, I think is how this works. And they have a contest to see who can find the most Easter eggs.
Okay.
So you think every year Hawkeye wins? You don't think ever once Captain America pulls one out for Team USA?
Maybe.
Making America great again by winning Easter egg hunts.
Okay. I don't know why you have to put Trump in there.
Because it's the only impression I can do, okay? I need to set myself up perfectly. Make Easter great again? You don't think the Black Widow has a chance?
No.
I mean, usually when girls face boys at things, the girls always lose anyways, right?
Excuse me? Do you want to get slapped by, like, a bunch of girls? Wow. No.
You know I'm teasing. I think she might have a chance because she's super fast and athletic, and she could jump up in a tree and get them and stuff. Because I don't think Jarvis hides, like, thousands of eggs.
Yeah.
Because so many of them are so fast. So your vote is for Hawkeye all the time.
Iron Man now.
Are you changing it up?
I said Iron Man or Hawkeye.
Iron Man or Hawkeye?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Hawkeye, I think. Because he can just see those eggs. You can get little suction cup arrows shooting a bunch at the eggs. All right, Larry.
All right.
What? Game time. Talked about a bunch of Easter stuff. Words with Larry. Yay. We talked about a bunch of Easter stuff.
Every single episode talked about I'm Norm. In, we do this.
We do. You're correct. It's a tradition. Talked about Norm, the Easter Bunny, the man. I think some of our fans should want, somebody should draw us a picture of Norm. Oh, if you want to draw us a picture of Norm, the Easter Bunny,
oh, no.
You know, going around, dropping off eggs, being Santa's apprentice, maybe he's wearing clothes. Maybe he doesn't wear clothes.
He needs clothes.
Maybe he's a brown bunny. Maybe he's a white bunny. Maybe he, you know...
He's purple.
Maybe he's purple. Maybe he wears hats. Maybe he prefers to wear briefs or boxers. I don't know. Good idea, right? So if any fans want to email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com a picture of Norm the Easter Bunny, or they could share it on our Facebook page, right?
Yep.
Where are they going to find our Facebook page at?
Deep Fried Geeks.
Deep Fried Geeks. Or they could share it on Instagram too, right? Place to pop some pictures down. Tag us, Deep Fried Geeks, right? Or you hashtag put it in my mouth or hashtag Deep Fried Geeks. They can also share it on Twitter too, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Norm the Easter Bunny, draw us a picture and we will put it out for the world to see of Norm being the man growing his garden, slaughtering little bunnies. All right, Larry. So this Words of Larry... is Easter themed. Okay.
Okay.
A bunch of words. You're going to give us the words, and then we're going to sail off into the sunset, all right?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. You want to have imagination time again?
I'm good.
All right. Flowers.
Tulips.
Basket.
Eggs.
Bunny.
Rabbit.
Chicken.
Little.
Peter.
Griffin. I just think of, like, when you say it, it's not even Easter themed.
Cotton.
I don't know.
Cotton.
Tail?
Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, good. Okay, good job. Okay. Ham.
Eat.
Chicken.
Little. Oh, you already said chicken.
Beans.
And rice.
Oh. Deviled.
Eggs.
Ah, very nice. Spring.
Oh. Colors.
Uh-huh. Summer.
Winter.
Lion.
Tiger. What does lion have to do with Easter?
Because they're like, blah, blah, out with the lion, in with the lamb, like spring and stuff. lamb.
Lamb?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know.
First word that comes to mind. Lamb.
Stupid.
Stupid? Stupid lambs. I hate those lambs. Always eating my grass. I'm going to eat them. Make lamb chops. Put the lamb in my mouth. That's how it's better.
Next word.
Ears.
Earrings.
Oh. Rabbit.
Tail.
Grass.
Green.
Cadbury.
What Cadbury mean?
Yeah, Cadbury.
Chocolate.
Green.
Grass.
Oh, and boom. tulip.
I already said tulip.
I know, but that's
flower.
Flowers, okay. Interchangeable. Pink.
Eggs.
Purple.
Eggs.
Jelly.
Fish.
Jellyfish. That's my SpongeBob laugh.
Let's go jellyfishing, Larry.
What is going on?
Chocolate.
Pudding.
Candy.
Fish.
Peeps.
Candy.
Candy fish?
I don't know why I said candy. I mean, I don't know. Wait, what?
So Peeps, you said candy?
Yeah.
Okay. Stems.
Flowers.
Toffee.
Toffee? What's toffee?
It's a type of candy.
Coffee.
Oh, okay. Cream. Jelly.
Fish.
I already did jelly.
You already did. Why are you repeating?
Furry.
Bunnies.
Soft.
Bunnies.
Hershey.
Bunnies.
Santa.
Claus. Did you just put that? Yeah. Okay.
Alaska.
Cruise.
Norm.
Bunny. That's my new favorite word.
Hey, Larry.
Yes.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Keep calm. And geek on. Here comes Peter Cottontail.